Guess who's back? Doesn't take more than a few notes, does it? Yeah, it is AC/DC, and they have a new album out. It is a tribute to the band's late co-founder, Malcolm Young. His brother, guitarist Angus Young, leads the band now, still wearing his schoolboy uniform. It is a big comeback because a few years ago, on their last tour, things didn't look so good for AC/DC. Malcolm was too ill to perform. Singer Brian Johnson was losing his hearing and was forced to drop out midway through. And their bassist retired. Some thought AC/DC was over, but not Angus Young.
No, I was just concentrating on doing what's there in front of me. In my head, I always knew, yeah, there'll be something to do for AC/DC. What it would be or what it was, but I always knew there'd be something.
What had to happen to make this comeback possible?
We had finished that tour. You have a downtime in space, and then you can clearly think of what you're going to do. I thought, well, have a little break and then start getting back to going in my little room and putting together a lot of the song ideas.
In the meantime, Brian, the voice of AC/DC, was seeing a hearing specialist and having amazing results. So good, Angus reassembled the band. Here's Brian.
And of course, when we did get into that room, that bond of nearly 40 years of working together, it's there. And the electricity in the room was just, you could cut the air with it.
That's the most Brian ever rehearsed, I think. He ever did. Normally do a couple of songs and look for an escape route. You know?
You couldn't keep me away. I was like a spring chicken.
Well, Brian, your journey to get there, I mean, you had to drop out of that yes. earlier tour because of the hearing issue, and your doctors thought you might go completely deaf if you didn't stop. I mean, how bad did it get?
It was pretty bad. It had been on the front line for many, many years. And this, we were very lucky. Somebody found me, you know, this wonderful fella that just said, listen, I can help you. I took a chance because it could have been smoke and mirrors, but it wasn't.
Did you think your career was over?
Absolutely. But at the same time, I was just thinking, I wasn't going to die of it. And I was lucky to have had such a great life. I think we all had our heads up in that studio.
Well, Angus, you know, there's a huge missing piece, obviously, your brother,
yeah.
who died in 2017. I mean,
yeah.
I'd love to hear you talk about what he meant to you, not just recently, but, you know, maybe in those early days when you started the group.
Yeah, well, Malcolm was it was his idea from get-go. He said to me, whenever you go to a bar, the songs that get you going are the tough-sounding songs, something with a bit of grit in it. So that's what he said. We just need a good, tough rock and roll sound. I was shocked. He asked me, you want to be part of it? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll try, you know? Yeah.
Why not? What made you guys so successful, do you think?
Just being, you know, that bond, being very tight. We didn't want to aim above people's heads. We wanted to, you know, kind of hit them in the gut. Don't try and be the clever musician. And as my brother, as Malcolm used to say, you know, when I was younger, I was a little bit shy of going forward on a stage. But Malcolm used to say, if you're going to get out there and play the guitar solo, let them know you're doing it.
Don't hold back.
Yeah, don't hold back.
After years of writing together, Angus and Malcolm had a ton of unused material. And so for the new album, Angus went to the archives looking for unfinished gems.
I tried to get, you know, a lot of the songs that I knew he really wanted to get recorded.
And when they recorded those songs, Brian and Angus say it was almost like Malcolm was there.
We're not a spiritual bunch of guys, okay? But there was something that was just, Malcolm was there for us, he always was. When we did The Mists of Time, I just see him. The album is a tribute to Malcolm Young. It's simple.
Well, I want to ask you both. It's you guys are not known for reinvention.
Yes.
You do your thing and you stick to it.
Yes.
And somehow it just feels like we need you, like in 2020. We need your music.
Yes.
I mean, but what are you bringing us that you guys feel we need in this moment?
Yeah, a good rock and roll album, I believe, you know. Something you can tap along, sing along, and take your mind away from what's around you. Yeah. You don't want people to drive along and have an accident, but you want them to be able to, you know. But the best rock and roll I ever, when I was younger, the radio would be on and you kind of go, and then something catch your ear, a bit of rock and roll, and immediately you went for the volume switch and went boom.
Yep.
You can get some tricky driving going on.
Yeah. Brian, you have a thought on that? What role are you guys playing right now?
No, I agree with Angus. I mean, especially at this time, you know, we're surrounded by and virus. Just forget about it. You know, turn the TV off and put the record player on, if you've still got one. You know, just rock. It's easy.
Well, guys, it's been a real pleasure and honor talking to you. You know, best of luck with this album.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, David. Thanks, me son.
Brian Johnson and Angus Young of AC/DC. Their new album is called Power Up.